Listen, Alec, I'm at loss for words. I'm hoarse here. I can hardly talk. It was 100 minutes of heart-stopping rugby. I have to say, for long periods of the game, it looked like we were the second-best team. We stuck at it. Somehow we dragged ourselves back into the game. And I thought what was great from our point of view, that once we got back into the game, that we stayed on top, that we didn't slacken off. I was afraid, just coming up towards full time there after we scored a try, that maybe extra time would have been a bit too much for us, seeing as we had put in an awful hard 15 minutes to drag ourselves back into the game. But I have to say, the pack in particular were absolutely outstanding. It's the only thing I can say about them. The 20 minutes of extra time, they put their heart and soul into it. And in fairness, Larne, a very, very good team. I thought it was a very, very good game. It's a shame that there had to be a loser, but you know what? shame can go high for a week.
It was a strange one, because the first 10 or 15 minutes, I mean, you were totally on top, picking and driving. Then all of a sudden the game changed. The Larne pack somewhere couldn't scrummage at the start, couldn't go on a line out, couldn't drive. Then they took over. And then in the second half, I suppose, with 70 minutes gone, you thought at 13-8 they were in the game. But that was a magnificent comeback at the end of the normal time.
Yeah, we spoke about half-time, about getting parity in the scrums, and that we weren't going to do anything in the second half unless we upped our game at scrum time. And I have to say, our front row responded magnificently. I mean, from being pushed around the park in the first half, we got total parity in the second half, and that gave us a platform then to go and attack Larne. In the first 15 minutes, there wasn't that many scrums, really, and we did pick and drive, and we did actually pose Larne problems. But as you rightly say, Alec, in the second part of the first half, they completely dominated us in the scrums, and we found it very hard to get our hands on the ball and impose our game plan on them. And so that meant that coming out after half-time, we had to work doubly hard to get parity at scrum time, which we did. And as I say, that was the basis for us to launch our comeback.
Well, I mean, the thing was that once you got that fantastic score, 7-8 minutes, I don't know how many phases, I reckon 20-plus phases to go, and 20,000. But, you know, at the start of the period of extra time, they say there's always a deciding moment of a game. Mark Timoney's tackle on the winger in the corner, when they knocked the ball out of his hand as he was diving over the line, probably changed the game for everybody.
I thought he was superb. You know, he put in 100 minutes of hard graft, and for him to there in extra time, just to get there in the tackle in the nick of time, I really thought at that stage that, you know, if Larne had scored, whoever scored first, I thought was going to go on and win the game. And, I could have ran out and kissed him.
That was a tremendous moment. Well, as you know, of course, I mean, this is the start of a double. Hopefully, this day fortnight, when you beat Monaghan, of course, then you will have won the qualifying three as well, and that certainly will make a big difference. Again, congratulations, and I think it's fantastic effort for yourself and all the work you've put in. And let's hope in 2 weeks' time that when Monaghan come up the day of Gallagher grounds, you'll be lifting another trophy in qualifying three.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.